specific roadmap, a description of how companies and their leaders should approach this transformative opportunity. But the more I thought about it, the more prescribing a specific approach seemed like fool's gold. Even if the approach is a good one and followed to a T, it's unlikely that any company would have the intended results. Why? Because methods are situational. In the companies I've spoken with, there are few golden rules, but there are powerful leadership dynamics that underlie each organization's methods. Those dynamics have had an oversized influence on these companies' successes, or lack thereof. The leadership philosophies that underlie these companies, however, are much more applicable. They will last over time. And most importantly, there is a clear winning approach across companies, a common set of principles that is more likely to lead a company to success than failure. Principles have a vision. Principles adapt to more situations and offer simplifying clarity. Principles can inspire. Principles are durable. Connecting the dots. In 2005, Steve Jobs gave a commencement speech at Stanford. In life, he said, one's career and interests are varied and random. They would be impossible to coherently plan in advance. Studied in hindsight, however, there are subtle connections between our seemingly dissimilar interests and experiences that create a career. You can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something: your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever. Looking back over my own career, I can see that my dots have connected three distinct passions: efficiency, or creating processes that yield better quality with lower costs; integration across disparate processes, data, systems, and ecosystems to create seamless capabilities; and the development of new business models and capabilities that delight customers. Those dots started with my degree in industrial engineering, which at its heart is the discipline of building efficient processes and using data for management decisions. They connected to my 15 years in the systems integration business, designing, testing, and implementing large projects. They've carried over into the past 15 years, which I've spent focused on strategy and digital reinvention at Amazon.com and for clients as an advisor at Alvarez & Marsal. As the Internet of Things emerged and quickly gathered momentum, I read articles and books, listened to interviews, and pondered its trajectory. It didn't take long for me to realize that connected devices are just another dot that combines my three career passions: efficiency, integration, and new business models. This book connects these three passions to help you unlock the power of the Internet of Things. I've given you the keys to the 10 most important principles I've learned from my many years of experience with Amazon about succeeding in IoT. This book's organization. Although not required reading, I would recommend reading my first book, The Amazon Way, which is newly revised. It provides useful context about Amazon and the leadership principles that guide Amazon's pursuit of opportunities like IoT. In this book, we will explore IoT in 10 principles. These principles are not to be confused with Amazon's own leadership principles mentioned above. Instead, in this book, each chapter focuses on one principle that will help you move your business successfully into IoT. Each of the 10 principles in this book is an important idea or practice that I've identified through my many years working with Amazon and other companies, and watching the practices and ideas that have made them successful in innovation and their Internet of Things strategies. In Principles 1 and 2, we'll explore Amazon's focus on customer obsession and how the Internet of Things has become a key tool for improving Amazon's customer experience. In Principles 3 and 4, we'll dive into operational excellence through IoT and talk about how to use IoT to power metrics, equations, and algorithms in your business. In Principles 5 and 6, we'll explore how to get started in IoT without betting the barn and how to use your existing products in a platform play. In Principles 7 and 8, we'll explore the new business models IoT enables. And in Principles 9 and 10, we'll talk about how to build disruptive